When I go into a bank, I get rattled. The clerks rattle me, the wickets rattle me, the sight of money rattles me, everything rattles me. The moment I cross the threshold of a bank and attempt to transact business there, I become an irresponsible idiot. I knew this, but my salary had been raised to $50 a month, and the bank was the only place for it. I went up to a wicket. The accountant was a tall, cool devil. The very sight of him rattled me. My voice was sepulchral. "Can I see the manager? Alone?" I don't know why I said alone. "I have come to open an account. I intend to keep all my money in this bank." "A large account, I suppose?"
"Fairly large," I whispered.
"I propose to deposit $56 now and $56 a month regularly." The manager got up and opened the door. He called to the accountant.
"Mr. Montgomery," he said unkindly loud, "this gentleman is opening an account. He will deposit $56. Good morning," said the manager coldly and showed me out.
I went up to the accountant's wicket and poked the ball of money at him with a quick convulsive movement as if I were doing a conjuring trick. "Here," I said, "deposit it." The tone of the words seemed to mean, "Let us do this painful thing while the fit is on us." He made me write the sum on a slip and sign my name in a book. I no longer knew what I was doing. The bank swam before my eyes.
"Is it deposited?"
I asked in a hollow, vibrating voice.
"It is," said the accountant.
"Then I want to draw a check." My idea was to draw out $6 of it for present use. I wrote on the check and thrust it at the clerk. He looked at it.
"What? Are you drawing it all out again?"
I had written 56 instead of 6. Reckless with misery, I made the plunge.
"Yes, the whole thing."
"You want to withdraw your money from the bank?"
"Every cent of it."
"How will you have it?"
"Oh," I answered without even trying to think, "in 50s.
He gave me a $50 bill.
"And the 6? He asked dryly.
"In 6s, I said. As the big door swung behind me, I caught the echo of a roar of laughter that went up to the ceiling of the bank. Since then, I bank no more. I keep my money and cash in my trousers pocket, and my savings in silver dollars in a sock.